Well, it's just a cap, but it has it
built in your mouth.
Well, pretty near all caps have that, but a Scotch cap is different in that the sides stand right straight up for, well, maybe 4 inches, and then the top comes across square. Haven't you seen them?
No.
Yeah, well, I can show you one if you want me to.
Just describe one for me. Is it flat on the top?
Yeah, it's flat on top. You know, a lot of caps just fit snug on your head, and these Scotch caps, they didn't. They after you pull the band down on your head, and then they just stood up and come over. Kind of like the crown of a hat. You know, a hat don't touch your head on top.
Like the crown of a fedora, or.
Yes. But I don't know, Scotch caps and sheepskin coats used to be the way to go when I was a kid, you know. Those sheepskin coats had a big old high collar. And there's what a Scotch cap looks
like. And then
like.
They have these. They're really cool.
Oh, okay, I've seen those before. I didn't know it was a Scotch cap, though. That's interesting. With a little, what do they call this on top?
A little pom-pom.
Pom-pom. That's it.
But you know, when they...
This was the best picture.
Yeah.
They changed the... They changed this aspect of winter coats. They turned it clear around when they started copying the Eskimos and they started making parkas.
Uh-huh.
And anymore, if you go out there, if you haven't got a parka on, you're just not ready. But that really keeps your head warm, you know.
Now, a parka, is that with a hood? Or
yes.
That would distinguish it from another type of coat?
Yes, right. And, all your body heat, instead of going up and escaping, just comes right up into the hood and keeps your head warm.
Those Eskimos.
They had it figured out, didn't they?
Okay, let's see. What about sometimes if you were to blow your nose, you blow it into a
handkerchief?
Okay. Are there different types of maybe cloth that a cowboy would wear around his neck? I mean, wouldn't wear a handkerchief around your neck, I guess, but
a bandana is what you're thinking of.
Uh-huh.
You bet. Yeah. A lot of guys still wear those. I never did.
Now, is that different than a neckerchief?
No. No, it's the same thing.
I see. But you'd probably use the word bandana?
Either one would be plenty good.
Okay. Now, a scarf, is that a different thing?
Yeah, a scarf's different. Usually these neckerchiefs or bandanas are square, and a scarf is usually, rectangular.
I see. Okay, and probably a little bit larger?
Longer, particularly.
Oh, I see. Okay. A couple more things here. If you were to... If you weren't wearing a belt, something to hold your pants up with?
The suspenders.
Okay. Any other term you might use for that?
Don't think so.
And what would you use for this that you might put a belt into, or that you would hook your suspenders onto? You'd call that your a pair of...
Trousers?
You'd call them trousers? Anything else?
Pants? Trousers or pants?
Now, have you noticed yourself calling them one more than the other recently?
No.
Okay. About the same usage for both?
I'd say.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term, have you ever used sweaters out there on the range?
Well, you mean in the good old days?
Uh-huh.
Not really, not too much, no. I don't know why. Do you know why, Mother? My dad had a sweater when I was young. I remember him wearing a sweater. He'd use a sweater instead of a jacket quite a bit when I was a kid.
And what was that made out of?
Well, it was usually one of the hand-knitted type, you know.
That's a good idea. Okay, well, let's move on to another area here. We're going to talk about food now. There's a type of... I guess it's a type of food that you grow out in your garden, and it comes on long stalks, and sometimes you eat it.
You're speaking of corn.
Uh-huh. And what would you call eating it that way, with it, holding it in both hands?